Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice. New Jersey gun owners, and we are joined in the studio today by a special guest,
James Kaleda, board member of the NJ2AS.
That stands for something.
He was New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Ah. He was thrown out of the Senate hearings, and that's a big reason why we have him here today. How are you, James?
Excellent. How are you guys today?
Very good.
Very good.
Listen, before we go on with anything, I just want to talk, Sandy. One of our devout listeners, Ryan McKinney, who also became a member of Gun for Hire at the Woodland Park Range, he sent something for us to share, and I was supposed to share it today, but I ate it yesterday.
Nice.
And it's called
Yes.
Bacon Explosion.
Oh, my God. What is that?
It was bacon wrapped in sausage, wrapped in bacon, wrapped in cheese, wrapped in bacon, wrapped in sausage, wrapped in cheese, wrapped in bacon.
Wow.
With more bacon on the outside.
Oh.
And then barbecue sauce. And Dave from the Rifle Camp Cafe, which is at the Gun for Hire range here, he cooked it for us yesterday.
Very nice.
And if
now, is that going to be on the menu going forward?
No, unfortunately.
Wow.
If anybody here has ever smelled...
Would you like your angioplasty now?
Yes. Or? If anybody here has ever smelled what 40 pounds of bacon smells like rendering
oh
at the same
God,
time...
That must be incredible.
And most of us cut it up in small pieces and ate it, and Big Jimmy that works for me had it on a buttered roll. Okay.
Yes, that would be Jimmy, wouldn't it?
He had it on a buttered roll. So, Ryan, thank you so much for your support. Sandy, I'm sorry that you missed it.
That's
we were going to have
typical,
it for
Ryan.
You, but,
yes, thank
you know.
You. Well, thank
now,
you, Ryan.
I understand why you
thinking.
Didn't save any for Sandy, but you knew Owen and I were coming
I'm
in.
Sorry, yes. Yeah. By the way, James
right.
is here with his son. How old is Owen?
6 years old.
Owen
six
is 6 years old.
Years old.
He's in the studio with us, too, and he's hanging out with us. James, while you're here, one of our listeners, Emery James Baker, he couldn't make it to Trenton, so here's an awesome donation for New Jersey Second Amendment Society.
That is an awesome donation.
Yes, and I wanted to pass that on. Oh, man. Okay. Thank you very much. And he couldn't make it, so we passed that donation on. I'm really ticked off today. And, James, we're going to get to you with the Senate
sure.
hearings in a minute, but... Our commander-in-chief was at it again yesterday, and he's blaming us for all of the killings and firearms in Mexico again.
Well, of course.
And this guy just really, he doesn't know when to give it up. I mean, he was in Mexico City speaking, where he really should stay there, but he says that in the United States, we recognize our responsibilities, and we understand that much of the root cause of violence that has been happening here in Mexico is because of the illegal guns coming from the United States.
Oh.
Well, he would know all about it. He shipped them
he
over
would.
There, didn't he?
Correct,
yeah.
with Fast and Furious, him and his buddy Eric Holder.
Did he bring any with him this time?
He dropped off.
He probably did in the trunk of his car.
He wrote that he would also like to recognize that most of the guns used to commit violence here in Mexico come from the U.S., and he got applause, okay? He apologized 16 times in his speech.
Oh, so all those Chinese AKs, that's not a big issue.
16 times to Mexico. He realizes that Mexico is an emerging nation, and we're not giving it its due cause, and his goal as the President of the United States, you know, but he talks about that because of the Constitution, he hasn't been able to do what he wants to do.
Oh, there is that Constitution.
It constantly gets in
that
his way.
Smelly Constitution gets in the way all the time. It happens.
So let me
tell
you something.
If progressives had their way, there really wouldn't be a need for a Constitution.
Yeah, so correct. So here he is on his friggin' apology tour.
Very
he's
nice.
In Mexico, and he's telling the Mexicans that he's sorry that we're giving them the guns and to commit their violence
I'm
there.
I'm sorry that he's giving them guns, too.
Anyway, not too happy right now.
No.
I'm not too happy, I'll tell you right now. So, James, let's talk a little bit.
All right. We got
slaughtered in the Senate.
Yes, we did.
On Tuesday, 7 bills went through. On Thursday, 7 bills went through.
Yep.
2 of them are favorable to us, but the 12 of them aren't. Now, real quick, State Senator Kevin O'Toole came here and joined today.
Really?
With his father and his son. He's a Republican. And he said that Christie is going to be our friend.
Well,
so
we knew
we'll
he was a Republican
because
we let Democrats in here, right?
Correct. Well, no, we let one Democrat in.
Okay.
We can't find him.
Okay.
But they come but they never leave.
I talked a little bit to Kevin O'Toole. Now, you went down there, and again, it was total disrespect. Victor Pilato told me that people that got there early tried to sit up front, and security officers, not the state police, security officers were advising that the first two rows were reserved for Sandy Newtown victims.
Right. Yes.
Okay. From when the kids were killed.
And in true patriotic spirit, our guys wouldn't move.
They sat there.
They sat there.
They sat there. So the family had to stay in the Senate chambers. By the way, where they were fed and they had their own press conference. And us serfs the Senate House had to sit with no breaks, nothing to eat, nothing to drink or anything, while the glitterati and the invited few who had to come dancing in the blood of their children
to come to another state. An agenda that was the agenda of the Senate.
Correct.
Correct. That anti-gun control guy, he didn't make it on the plane. Somehow they didn't bring him. That Sandy Hook parent that said, you're not taking my guns away.
He didn't make it on the plane.
He was busy, I guess.
So let me tell you something.
So our New Jersey citizens did not move from the first two aisles because they had every right to sit there.
Absolutely. That's
and it was, again, perfect. It was your normal disrespectful hearings where we were not given the time we were promised. Well, we were cut off short, but the antis got to speak, you know, unabated for as long as they wanted. But something really, really happened there. James, tell us what happened to you.
Well, you know, we sat through the entire 8-hour hearing. And as the day went on, they became more restrictive and more restrictive as to what they wanted to hear. They went out for their break. And when they came back, they said, you know, we appreciate all of the opinions everyone's been giving us, but what we really want to hear is what's wrong with the bill. And the problem is, if you go up there and you say, well, what's wrong with the bill, that kind of suggests that it can be corrected. They would not hear anyone speak anymore, just that the entire premise of gun control was bad, which is the message we all want to send. Is there is no law that can be conceived that will keep guns out of the hands of criminals and not keep it out of the hands of law-abiding citizens. So about 45 seconds into my speech, they said, stay on the bill. And I said, I am on the bill. He said, we're not going to debate it with you. And I said, yes, we are. And he said, then, you know, you're out of order. And at that point, I think the great part, you know, you watch the video of the hearings.
Yes.
They mute. As soon as Senator Norcross is done, they mute and nothing else gets recorded. So I was a little angry by the time I got up there. I didn't hear the uproar behind me while I was speaking. I heard it when I watched the video later. But, you know, they mute out the people cheering. They mute out the state police coming up and escorting you out, and they keep the camera focused on Norcross. But that was basically it. I got about 45 seconds into my 2-minute spiel. You know, 2 minutes to speak on 7 bills, which I think is
it's adequate time. What's wrong with you? Yeah.
And they escorted me out. And, you know, I don't know if the state trooper was a student of yours, but I'm sitting there with my pen on the desk. And first thing he does when he walks up is he puts his hand on top of my hand and goes to take the pen. And I said, what are you taking my pen away for? Are you trying to take my First Amendment right, too? And he smiles like he knew. And, you know, we walked out to the back.
From our defensive pen courses.
Yes.
When we come back, I want to talk about the spontaneous explosion that occurred, though, with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Very nice. Oh, they were allowed to say the pledge there?
No.
We'll be right back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it! We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
James, you're a board member of NJ2AS.com.
I am. Yes.
Let me tell you something. We're all active in the community. Well, I haven't for the past few weeks with the new venture coming in. But let me tell you something. James is very active. He handled the raffle for the rifles and everything. So NJ2AS.com. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Frank handled the Senate hearings. Everybody showed up the first day. There was about 900 people showed up, overflowed. The second day, we decided not to waste our resources. The Senate is smart. They held the meetings on a Tuesday and a Thursday.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got to take 2 days off from work. These are our elected officials, right? They're not public servants anymore, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about this. They're public masters, okay?
Yeah,
and
right.
Disrespectful to the NJ2AS people, ANJRPC people, not giving them their due to speak out on these bills and everything. So you need to support the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.com. We need you now more than ever. In the middle of May, there's going to be a full Senate vote. 12 or 13 or 14 of these bills are going to go to Christie's desk. There's going to be more calls of action. New Jersey Second Amendment Society on Facebook, NJ2AS.com. We need your support. James, so what happened was that you were ejected after 45
right.
seconds
yep.
of your 2 minutes, right?
Yes.
Because they don't really care about us. If
no.
you were somebody there promoting their agenda, like Weinberg and Nicole Boncora or crying Brian Miller,
get
they would
the
keep
time
you
in
there.
The world. Yep.
They could speak as long as they want. It was they didn't even veil it, you know, that they
no,
were so
no.
biased.
We said
if
that
you
last year
this,
there was going to come a time when the progressives would not even veil what they were doing, that they would be so proud to be gun control experts and gun control proponents that they would just come out and say it. And here it is.
I mean, it's just horrible. If you watch it, the facial expressions that the elected officials and their assistants make when our people go up
they
to
have
speak,
absolute disdain.
I mean, it's like, them. Wow. And you know what's funny? Like, we're a Democratic state, and they're going to be in office like Lautenberg. They're going to be in
forever.
Office for another 40 years.
And they know
and we have to eat their crap.
Right.
You know, that's what it boils down to. A small mobilized group like us in the New Jersey Second Amendment Society and Gun for Hire Radio, we're doing the best we can. But, man, I'll tell you, it's like having a Dixie cup and trying to drain the ocean.
Absolutely.
It really is.
We need volunteers and we need members. So if you're listening, check out the website and join up.
I think it's imperative now, James. I think that the time for sitting back and doing nothing is gone. If we lose the Second Amendment, we lose it all. And that's what people really need to understand. We've talked about this 100 times. I'm not a gun guy, you know, in the traditional sense of the word. I am, for me, this is all about freedom. It's all about civil rights. This is not about, you know, a 50 caliber ban. This is about the Constitution of the United States. If they can control the firearms, they
right.
can control everything, and they know that. That's why right now there is something. It's got to be something.
You know what? I had someone tell me the other day that, you know, you believe the government can take over. Right. By the way, 29% of Americans polled by a Gallup poll says 29% of Americans fear the government taking over.
That was done by Fairleigh Dickinson University right here
correct.
In New Jersey.
Correct. Right? And let me tell you
so
something.
So the number must be higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone, and they said, you know, that could never happen. I'm like, how could you be so self-centered and arrogant? Yeah. History repeats itself. Yep. We only have to go back a few years.
Not long.
Pol Pot in Cambodia and the Middle East and the disarming of all those Middle Eastern countries and Germany. Give me a break. Oh, how could you be so arrogant?
We'd have the greatest president in the world.
The Democrats do an excellent job. Our legislature does an excellent job of saying, you know, repeatedly, and you guys tell everybody all the time, it's code. We support the Second Amendment. This doesn't interfere with the Second Amendment.
Right. And when they say it's not the guns, it's the guns.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the the keys that kind of gave away how the day was going to go, first, as soon as we got there for the hearing, they did their opening speech and talked about how, although there's been a lot of protests, these bills will not take away from the Second Amendment. These laws will not infringe. And so, you know, we're kind of predicting how the day is. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a long day, and I already know how it's going to end.
You can have guns as long as you have the guns that we tell you you can have. And that's according to the Second Amendment.
Right.
Of course. Of course. That's their interpretation of the Second Amendment.
People
right?
now fear the government more than threats of terrorism.
Well,
and that was another poll that was done.
Yeah.
Okay. The Democrats are all willing to sacrifice freedom for security.
Right.
Where the conservatives are not. Okay.
Right.
Listen, we talk
for security, but for the illusion
of security. That's a good one. That's a good line. The illusion of security. Again, we revert back to one 19-year-old punk terrorist had a million people cowering in their houses.
Oh, I should say one 19-year-old punk terrorist who got $100,000 a year on welfare.
An Obama
thank
phone.
You very much. And an Obama phone. Yeah. So who are the horses' asses here?
You know what? You know they're estimating the entire manhunt cost is over $1 billion.
Wow.
There you go.
That's painful.
So over $1 billion.
So who won?
To catch one kid with homemade hand grenades and a pressure cooker.
Kid. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
And you know, while we're on that subject, what's that?
On homemade hand grenades?
Well, no, that's another. Just buy the poor man's James Bond and steal this book, but you didn't hear it from me.
All right.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, a couple of things before we get into these Senate bills a little bit. But Ron Sousa posted on the Gun for Hire radio page on Facebook about, you know, what happens if cops are in a hot pursuit and the police declare martial law and they say they actually, you know, they want to come into your house and search and seizure. And what if they find something in your house? Okay. Knappen says that there are exceptions to the Fourth Amendment, which include exigent circumstances. I hate legal speak. The evidence
exigent circumstances.
Shut up.
Sorry.
The evidence recovered from these searches might not ever be criminally used for prosecution. So that's a test on the Fourth Amendment. Okay. However, if, for example, they spotted contraband in somebody's house and then criminally charge that person, then their defense attorney will raise a suppression motion, which will challenge the legitimacy of the search. If the search is upheld as a lawful exception to the Fourth Amendment, then the evidence can be used by the state. All of this remains to be seen. There is no question that the armed raids were reprehensible, but this state is going to raise the bar and that they were looking for an extreme danger to the public. If they're smart, they would not bring any criminal charges based on anything they saw or confiscated during these searches.
Leave it to a lawyer to use all those words to say, grab the Vaseline.
Yes, when we come back, I want to discuss that. Not Vaseline, that.
That. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappin.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Nappin, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
How come it's always just a few telling everybody else?
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic. WaldorfChiro.com. Dr. Eric Waldorf, Bridgewater, New Jersey. Check out the doc. He was here last week with his wife shooting again.
Very nice.
They're coming once a week. They're doing a date night. They stop in a cafe for a
very
little nosh to eat.
Very smart.
And he's a Second Amendment supporter with him and his wife and his kids. Bridgewater, New Jersey, Waldorf Chiropractic. He also has a Facebook page, Waldorf Chiropractic, as well. Tell Dr. Eric you said hi. I had another chiropractor wanted to come in and sponsor. We told him no. He says, but I'm not in the same geographic area.
Doesn't
you know, we have to protect our family members and friends who've been with us since the beginning. So thank you anyway, Doc. But Waldorf Chiropractic is our guy. If you need a chiropractor in your area, call Dr. Eric and ask him who he can recommend in the area. Maybe it's a shooting buddy of his.
Right, it could be.
All
absolutely.
Right, but please support him.
You know, my shoulder still feels good.
Yeah, well, I can fix that later.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, James, what were you saying before we left for break, before we were rudely interrupted by Sandy?
We were starting to talk before about the Pledge of Allegiance that erupted
after
I left. I didn't get to see it. I'm still waiting for the YouTube videos
up. That's right. I got off track. So James is in the Senate hearings. He's speaking for 45 seconds of his whopping 2 minutes. He's told he's out of order. He basically says the proceedings are out of order because he was on the bill. They shut his mic off and they eject him out of the place. Well, it seems our elected officials haphazardly forgot to say the Pledge of Allegiance at the start of the day in the morning.
They just forgot that.
So people in the crowd took note of that. So spontaneously, everyone stood up and started doing the Pledge of Allegiance, except our elected officials.
Are you serious?
Who remained seated. Only one got sucked in, Loretta Weinberg.
No way.
Yes. Loretta Weinberg got sucked in and started saying the Pledge of Allegiance, which was basically like a distressed Pledge of Allegiance.
It must have been foreign.
And the witnesses there told me they were saying it like this: I pledge allegiance to the of the United, because everybody was so aggravated. I have to ask you all.
That's correct.
At what point are our backs going to be
right.
against the wall?
Right.
At what point are our elected officials
right.
going to listen to us? You know, we talk about I will not comply. I repeat it again. By the way, if you go on NJ.com, two people in the audience were wearing the official Gun for Hire Radio. You saw it, right?
I saw
the Gun
yeah.
for Hire Radio I will not comply shirts.
Sweet.
It's on the store. It's on
Sweet.
NJ.com.
You know, we need to get 200,000 people wearing those shirts.
We have them here at the Woodland Park Range for sale, by the
right.
way.
And they're going to be up on a website as soon as the website guy figures out how to do it.
We have small through 5X, and anything over 6X, we only have belly shirts. That's basically a small.
You know, we really do. I mean, we have to start using the tactics that the other side uses all the time. You dress a bunch of people alike. It looks a lot bigger than it ever was before. That's why we need something. We need unity. We've talked about this off the air so many times. The fact, James, I've been to so many gun ranges in this state, and very few people even know NJ2AS exists.
It's true. And as much as we go out and as much as we talk to people about it, I say 50-50. Half of the time I'll say, you're a member of NJ2AS? And they'll either say yes or they'll say, what
is that?
Yeah,
exactly. And the problem is that these are gun owners in this state. Yep. This is what the legislators count on.
Right.
And
you know, we brainstorm from time to time trying to figure out how to reach people because, you know, we're sponsors of Gun for Hire.
We have to do it ourselves. Right. Here's the problem, is the time for talking to politicians is done.
Right. Yes.
We have to
It's done.
It's done. It's done. They know, Anthony and I were talking about this during the rally. it's not that they were sitting. Remember that in the middle of the hurricane that came in the middle of the winter when everybody was out there, places packed. They underreported everybody that showed up.
Of course.
And we said right then and there, it's not that they don't know that we're here. They just don't care. So the time for talking to them is done. Politicians, be on notice. We need to start talking to each other. Now is the time to draw a line in the sand. We've talked about this over and over again. There has to be some sort of line. Like you said, Ant, where is it? Where is this line?
I think we passed it in 1965.
Not take this crap anymore.
I'm past it already. I'm done.
What did we do?
You know, I watched those Senate hearings, and my blood boils, just like the Assembly hearings. It's the, I am a law-abiding citizen. I pay taxes. I go in that room. I have to sit on that hard surface, and I'm treated like an animal while they go in the back and they eat and they take their breaks. And then they bring guests in
on
from other states.
Paid for by us.
Yes, they go sit in the back in the Senate chambers, and they're laughing and giggling. And then they come out, and they put this disdained face on, like, all right, bring the next speaker up, you know. Holy shit. I mean, it's really, really bad. I think we're gonna get Owen in
he's
trouble.
Got headphones on.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but he's listening to us.
Yeah. Oh, you know, it's bad. Really, really getting bad. At what I'm tired of, who the hell are we? We're serfs, right? Read the Road to Serfdom.
Right.
I mean, that's where we are right now.
That's right where we are.
They're looking at us, and they're giving us crap and looking down on their noses at us. You know, when I went, I spoke under Christie's Safe Task Force. James was there, too.
Yes.
In Newark, I told you, we weren't allowed to sit in the first three aisles. They said the Venero, who was an old attorney general or assistant AG, he said to the state police, get rid of the chairs in the first three aisles. We don't want these people close to
these
us.
These people.
Yeah.
Okay, and every time one of us went up there to talk, they would have sidebar conversations.
Wow.
Okay.
And you know, one of the speakers, one of the anti-gunners that came to speak over on Tuesday, she stops in the middle of her presentation. She says, "You know, I'm a little bit scared being here around the, you know, and it's
are
it
you
really,
serious?
Yeah.
She was scared being around people who have been fingerprinted,
right?
Mugshotted.
Yep.
Okay.
Background checked.
Background checked.
And are unarmed.
Yes, who were made sure to be unarmed.
Unarmed, right? Yes.
Well, all right, then why don't you just wander around the streets of Trenton and tell me where you feel safer?
And right. Brian Miller said they want to ban the 50 cal because it could be used to shoot planes down.
Yeah,
right?
Idiot.
He says it's used against
and water towers, right?
He says it's used against soft targets by terrorists.
I see.
So when Scott Bob came up and gave the testimony, he goes, I own a 50 cal. I think Brian Miller just called me a terrorist. Okay? Crying Brian.
And how many times has this happened in the course of
history?
Never.
In history.
Never. Okay? Never. Some of the bills that these disrespectful people, I'll tell you what. 50 caliber ban, it's a joke. This FID card with a driver's license strip scares the crap out of me.
Me.
Okay? Because then they're going to, listen, now
it's
we're like, we're sex offenders.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But
not
they
only that,
to,
there goes your Fourth Amendment right out the window.
Yeah. If they went to put a strip to say you're a repeat drunk driver or a repeat sex offender, the ACLU would be up in arms and freaking out over
it.
Okay? Exactly. But me as a gun owner, so if I go to rent an apartment, the landlord's going to say, oh, you own guns. No, we can't. We don't want to rent.
Because you have an endorsement on your driver's license.
Yeah.
And every time you get stopped for going through a red light, now the police officer can walk up to your car and say to you, do you have weapons in this car?
Right.
Yep. How about the terrorist list? Suspend Second Amendment rights of citizens whose names appear on a secret government list.
Yeah.
If your name is Jim Smith,
dude, we are on a secret government list somewhere. You know that.
Yeah. Right? And this is really just, you know, the whole purpose is to diminish the number of gun owners.
We
went from 50% back in 1965, now we're down to 12%.
Right.
You know, and then what happens is, you don't just get rid of gun owners, but you get rid of conservatives because if you want to own guns, you want to go through this headache, well, fine, I'll move to Pennsylvania. But now all those people are moving to Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, who's left? The Democrats.
Right.
And that's who's left voting.
And that's exactly what they want. They don't really care about, they're going to find out what happens when all of the taxpayers leave the state.
Right.
Like California and Massachusetts.
Yes.
The Massachusetts, they created that utopia. They moved to New Hampshire because they can't afford to live at what they created.
And now they're trying to create the same nightmare in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire. Yep. The same thing with California.
Yeah.
People are moving out in droves. They can't afford 65% marginal tax rate.
Right.
So, but they wanted to give everybody everything for free, and that's just the way it works, then, isn't it?
That's exactly the way it works, because you buy votes, you buy votes. That's exactly what's happening. That's what the whole open borders sort of thing is, and that's why our good apologist in chief was doing down in Mexico City.
Here's another bill, FS2492. Submission of mental health records to the NICS database. That's a slippery slope. So when I was 16 years old, if my girlfriend broke up with me and I felt like killing myself or told my mother that in anger, it would those records would be on my NICS check. Then.
Or worse, if you take Ambien to get to sleep or your doctor prescribed Ambien, this is where we talk about the slippery slope.
How about real quick before we break? Create study commission on violence, okay? Violence is bad, okay? That's all you have to know.
Who could be for it? We're coming back.
Are you still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shitbag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shit bags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shit bags so thin they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shit bags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you 4 additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and 4 specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
Speaking of Shitbaggerators, a lot of our students that are coming into the Woodland Park Range are stopping at Get Out Safe, which is about 10 miles away, and seeing Frank and buying go bags and freeze-dried food and everything. And I would stock up. You've been there, right, James? You came for the live taping. Yep. Is he a nice guy or what?
He is a nice guy. He's got that great tool somebody posted on the Gun
Yes,
for Hire
talk about that.
The machete, and he's got this wonderful little rectangular tool.
A machete with a B?
Machete.
Machete.
Somebody talked about having a machete in their go bag and keeping it in the trunk. And at Get Out Safe, they have this wonderful rectangle tool. It's got a blade on one end. It's got a pry bar, screwdriver, hammer.
That's
hatchet.
Totally cool. Is that something new? I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's new.
Wow.
Well, because Ron Sousa posted, because all he does, he has nothing else to do but post questions for me, pain in the ass. He posted, is it legal to have a 12-inch machete in a go bag in a trunk?
Of course.
And Knappen answered it is legal if it's in a trunk. Knappen answered it's okay. But then what's his name? Scott Wachowski posted that he keeps the tool that opens fire hydrants, or somebody else posted that, because it's a good way to get water or smash somebody in the head, which is not a bad idea.
Right.
But then James talked about the tool that Frank has at Get Out Safe. So GetOutSafeNJ.com. GetOutSafeNewJersey is his Facebook page. He's on Route 10 in Whippany. And again, you know, mail order is great for a lot of things, guys, but like Ainsley and I and everybody know, we went in there and I told Frank, I said, I need a bag for my wife's car, my two kids' cars, my car. I want something for work, my wife for work. And he just made them all up, you know. Right. And you're talking like $150, $180 for a two-day bag or whatever. But he'll tell you what to put in. And if you tell him you have a knife, all right, he won't include it. You tell him you have this, he won't include it. But he'll put in what you need. And again, if you have low sodium diet, if you're a diabetic or something, right? I mean, they're working on vegan food. They already have vegetarian food. So I think it's great.
Just put rice and beans in the bag.
And you guys are great. I mean, you're helping us spread the news. We have become now in New Jersey the only voice of reason. The only voice for gun owners in this state.
We have like 1.2 million people download last week's show, and our new server performed flawlessly.
Well, that's very nice.
So we had to go with a dedicated server with rack space to handle the bandwidth volume. iTunes were maxed out. Android, we were maxed out. So a lot of people are downloading off of the Gun for Hire radio site, or like when I posted on Facebook, and they pretty much blew the server up. And Jose Chicharrone Morales performed very well, and we have a flux capacitor now.
Ah,
a new flux capacitor. 21 gigawatts. Yes. Yes.
21 gigawatts. You took it out of the Gun for Hire SUV.
Exactly. Yes. It works great. I want to get back on these bills a little bit more. S-2720 allows total number of FID cards and handgun purchase permits to be publicly disclosed. I don't know why we need that.
Why do we need that?
And here's another one. 2715 requires Department of Education to prepare and distribute pamphlets for parents on how to limit child exposure to media violence. Media violence or general violence? That's a parent needs a brochure for
a
that?
A brochure, yeah, well, exactly.
Don't my father wait, used
wait
to
a
say?
Minute. Here is the problem with the nanny state. This is exactly what goes on. When everyone is beaten down to a point that they need to be told, parents need to have a brochure to tell their kids to limit their kids' exposure to violence. This is where we're living. This is why they can take our guns away.
It's the whole we have to do something mentality.
Yes, exactly.
And we're spending money on
doing
something.
We must do something.
Yeah. Whether or
so
not
they're
it
spending
works.
Our taxpayer.
You know what my father did? At 7 o'clock, it was Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom on Sunday.
Yep.
At 8 o'clock, it was the Wild Wonderful World of Disney. And at 9 o'clock, it was night night.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Our kids, my stepkids in the house. My wife, for years, kept the controllers locked up in her closet, and when she meted out video games as allowance.
Nice. Mm.
Okay, they weren't allowed to play Call of Duty till 6:30 in the morning on a Friday and Saturday night.
Right.
I get people that come in here, they're like, oh, I let my kid play Call of Duty. How old is he? Six.
Ooh.
Oh,
all right, it's
really
for teens
smart.
And up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, talk about desensitizing your kids. We need a brochure for it. I told you, we have a legislator down in South Jersey. She's gonna monitor and mandate smoking in your home.
Are you serious?
Yes, tobacco consumption in your home.
Well, you know, it starts in New York City and then drifts across with the wind.
In my home. All right, California, it's illegal to smoke a cigarette with a child in the car.
Yes, it is.
I don't think that should be a law.
No.
My father drove with the windows up and smoked Larks and Tarratons. And I turned out okay.
And we didn't have padded dashboards either.
You know, we have another one, S-2552. We agree with this one. Protects individual gun owners' information from public disclosure. We have this already, but it's going to make it stronger.
I think the best way is just to stop collecting the information.
Correct.
Correct. How about this one? Reduces penalty for air gun possession from second degree to third degree.
Way!
Listen to me. If there is no criminal intent, there should not be. We should be able to own them.
Dude, we're talking about the Overton window here all the time, right? This is the this is the result of the Overton window. We're excited because they reduced the criminal penalties on a toy.
Yeah.
On a toy.
And by doing so, they have to admit that they are in error, that it is wrong.
But it's a toy. We're talking about a toy. Right now, half of America is laughing at us because we are the only state in the union
takes
a toy
to make sure we actually
and
said
calls
BB
it
gun.
A firearm.
Yeah. Correct. Correct. In an airsoft gun. You know, some liberal reporter said that his his niece and nephew were visiting from Pennsylvania, and he took them to the store, and he was going to buy a Red Ryder BB gun, and he found out what the process was, so he went through the entire process. And he, even though he thought the entire process was slightly silly, yeah, he still agrees that the process should stay that way.
Oh, you know? So the gangbangers, MS-13 is fine with that, too.
Sure.
So they go through the process,
well,
and they think it's
good. Well, I can't understand for the life of me, any listeners that can help us come up with an argument, why can't the Democrats, just like the Republicans, why can't they realize it's not control of the innate object, it's the criminal? Other than the fact that they want to disarm us. I understand that.
But here's
but
the point,
while disarming us, why don't they help and get the criminal control in order?
Because you just, you answered your own question. This is not about the control of guns. This is about controlling us.
And push comes to shove. Strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition, from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
Oh, God, you missed it.
Why? I'm trying to get Owen to say hi to the microphone, and I told him girls like guys on the radio. If there's any girls out there that think my voice is sexy, send me an email.
Very nice.
Owen, you want to say hi into the microphone?
He doesn't. He's shaking his
head. If you're ready, you can chime in anytime you want, okay?
What
if I was to punch Daddy, would that make you laugh?
Oh. No.
If Daddy was to punch me? Damn, he's a good kid. That's
good. Kid.
Oh, did you read the brochure on how to raise children, James? Is that how we became so good? Step one. Step two. Unbelievable. Brochures.
Brochures.
Brochures on
yes,
the teach
sir.
Our kids stuff. All
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
It pisses me off, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, I'm getting a ton of letters. You know, a right delayed is a right denied. People talking about how it's taking so
now.
Long.
18
well, that's for
an instant
checks.
For an
yes.
instant check, 18
yes.
days.
Not so instant background
check. Not so
check.
Instant background check.
So this, but this is all just the same gun owners buying more guns, right? It's not new
yeah,
gun
no,
owners.
Yeah, no, it's not good new gun owners at all.
Well,
no,
yeah, I got a classroom full of 16 people over there, all full of all new gun owners, baby.
Finally, after 20 years, getting around to taking first steps.
Yeah.
Well, these are a lot of people are coming in. They're like, you know, I thought about it in my 30s, but then I had kids, and then my 50s, and now I'm in my 60s, and I'm getting all I hear is stories every day of people being awakened. You know, Hurricane Sandy did a lot. Every time the Senate, the House, the federal government, you know, Obama and Biden, they're not done. They're not
no,
done.
This is not. This is just the beginning.
They're going to hit us again. They're going
to
hit us hard.
You have to understand. There's something afoot. We are looking at probably economic collapse. They cannot have an armed populace.
Right.
This is the whole progressive agenda. They will railroad this thing through no matter what they do. They're laughing at us, and they know that. This is why we need to stand together. This is why we say, I will not comply. For everybody, that means something different. For me, it means if you pass these ridiculous laws and continue to pass these ridiculous laws in this state, I and my business interests will pack themselves up and move the hell out of here.
You have to pay but an now, exit tax.
An exit
tax.
I'll
well,
pay
an
the
exit tax.
Tax.
But then, you know, you're diluting the conservative vote, and it spreads.
Yes.
How far can you, how long do you want to live? Can you keep running while as long as you're alive?
You're saying,
I don't think I can stand here and fight? I don't think
I
can run far enough away for it to not spread.
For
to,
your son.
For
right.
my son. Yeah.
Right.
I want to deliver this state in at least as free a state as it was when I was 18. Not that that's setting the bar very high, but by the time that he's 18. I want to leave it just a little bit more free than when I got it for him.
It's not going to happen, though. We're outnumbered. No. This whole liberal agenda, this whole progressive agenda, what Bloomberg's and people out there pushing it over and over again.
It's not the Democrats and the Republicans. They both suck. This is the Progressive Party.
Correct.
This is the Progressive Party. This started with Teddy Roosevelt, and it continued all the way through. Teddy Roosevelt was the beginning of the Progressive Party. And now, here's what we're left with. We're left with one party that wants to totally control its populace. Look at what's going on right now with Obamacare. Obamacare, it's the same issue, right? Now everybody's trying to find a way out of it.
Did you see the false flag that the House and Senate Democrats raised?
Yes,
They let it leak that they were looking for ways to exempt themselves and their staff from Obamacare. And the public outcry, even by MSDNC and all the other news medias, all freaked out over it. And they were like, no, that came from an undocumented, unapproved source. We're retracting that.
We didn't want you to see that.
Correct. But they did it on purpose because they wanted to test the waters, but they wanted to exempt themselves from Obamacare.
Of course. Well, labor unions want to be exempted. GM is exempted. Yes. General Motors, General Electric is exempted. So, I mean, GM is owned by the government now.
Government Motors. Yeah. And MSDNC, as Ainsley would say.
Yes, MSDNC.
You know, the media is so in their park. What did they do? Obama just did a...
Useful idiots.
He did a spoof and a comedian thing where he made jokes of himself and about him being not born in this country, like joking, and he said that, raised as a Muslim teenager. The mainstream media, Associated Press, took the word Muslim out of his speech.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
This is the issue.
All right. So we're only supposed to believe what we read. If it wasn't for The Blaze and Breitbart and, the Real Truth or Real Clear Politics and American Thinker that I read. And all of our listeners, like, you listen to our show because you want to hear the real truth. And you should follow up on all of those media sources, too, because all the other crap is just crap. I mean, Fox is okay to a certain extent.
No, they're getting just the same way. It's owned by Rupert Murdoch.
Correct. So, Rupert Murdoch. And Piers Morgan the other night was being interviewed by the head of Breitbart, and he said basically we should try the UK model of banning all guns to see how works here.
Well, it worked out well for the UK, didn't it?
So he let his real agenda out, and the problem is we can't even send them back because nobody wants them.
Yeah, that's very true.
He has about 600 people watching his show now, too, though, by the way.
Yeah, 605. Yes. I don't know what's down.
For our position, we don't really have a way to reach people, the media, aside from Gun for Hire, and they're starting to take over the education process, too, with the Common Core.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Between Common Core is a scourge. Right. Common Core is there to really to brainwash our kids, like Eric Holder said.
Correct.
Yeah. This is, and it's working.
How old are you, Owen?
Six.
You're six?
Stomp your feet like Mr. Red.
Owen is six. So
one's going to believe he was here.
I pity James for the next 12 years. He's going to have to look at Owen's homework and not going to believe the dribble that they're going to have him.
The communist agenda
teaching,
that's being forced on our kids.
How they rewrite history.
Yes.
And how it's you have to be. And again, I'm not racist. I hate everybody. But to make comments, the white male has to be guilty for everything. You know what I mean? Like, we're apologists. We have to apologize for everything. And after the white male, all Americans of any color who are hardworking and groundbreakers, we have to apologize for everything.
Right.
I don't want to apologize for shit.
Right.
Okay? It is what it is. Right. I want criminal control. I want crime control. I want to push where people lock them up and throw away the key. Electric bleachers, 30 at a time.
Right.
We're like sex offenders now. You want an endorsement on my driver's license. F you. How about an endorsement on your driver's license? Correct.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you right now. If they want to put an endorsement on a habitual drunk driver or a pedophile, the ACLU would fight for that cause because that's a cause that are up in arms for. But being a law-abiding gun owner is not something we'd be protected by with the American Civil Liberties Union because they picked their favorite amendments.
Right.
And the problem with gun control laws, period, is it just makes it easier for the criminal. It makes the criminal's job so much easier now.
I mean, you go over to Pennsylvania or any neighboring state, and every other person, if you're going to rob somebody, every other person probably has a gun. If you're in New Jersey, you get to go down, and, you know, one out of every eight houses is going to have a gun.
Exactly.
And you that know, guy probably has an NRA sticker.
I've talked about this before, and I'll repeat it for our new listeners, but whether you're Jewish or Catholic, when you were a kid and you had to make a list of the things you wanted for holiday, number one was the most important. Number two would be the second most important. Yeah. The Second Amendment is second for a reason.
Absolutely.
It's not the Eighth, Ninth, or Tenth Amendment.
Right.
Our founders put absolutely the Second right Amendment because freedom of speech, religion, and persecution was number one because that was the hot button.
Right. That's what brought them here.
Okay.
To begin with.
And number two is the Second Amendment because it was the second most important in their minds. And it should be the second most
absolutely
important in our minds.
Because it is. Because without the Second Amendment, we lose everything.
Correct. Are we done?
Not yet.
Liberty,
reaching out to the world, her flags of freedom unfurled.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's Urban Defense Institute for over 30 years, with four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
Take a piece of America back.
It's called truth. It's called truth.
We're the last of the vintage.
If you want to protect yourself, get a double barrel shotgun. Just walk out on the balcony and fire two blasts outside the house.
And that's Vice President Arisef
telling us to commit a felony.
Yes.
Okay, that's got to be one of the
Jill,
biggest.
Just shoot through the door, Jill.
Shoot through the door, Jill, and kill a Secret Service agent. I mean, talk about a dumb,
yeah,
dumb
I
idea.
Mean, stop and think of that. You're surrounded by Secret Service agents. Jill, just get a double barrel shotgun and shoot through the door.
It doesn't get dumber than that, does
no,
it?
Man's an idiot.
It really doesn't
and
get
I
dumber.
Say that with all due respect to all idiots everywhere.
You know, owning a range now has completely changed my dynamic of how I see things. And I'm seeing people walking in every day that, you know, want to shoot and want to learn how to shoot. And I'm seeing both ends of the spectrum here. It's really enlightened me so much. And I spend a lot of time walking through the range, giving people tips and, you know, little shortcuts and stuff. But there's a lot of people out there that can't shoot. Okay, and
you've already
you know,
had him shoot stringer
like,
wires down,
like I know
you?
All my Gun for Hire alumni that have joined and come through this place, but I'm getting people that gone to other places or took a class from somebody else 82 years ago and now they want to shoot, and it's like,
and I saw that styrofoam on the floor over in lane
and,
one
and yes, you guys yes, are out yes. of control too because you paint the lanes every night like freaking Disney.
Yeah,
here,
we touch up the baffles and the floor every night for any hits because I want the range to look pretty every morning. But you know, we're open 8 in the morning till 10 at night, 7 days a week. So we have some crew of people coming through. It's been phenomenal. The cafe has been a hit, bar none. People have been coming in and, you know, buying dogs and paninis and everything. It's a real family environment, and I'm loving it. And I want to thank everybody who's been here. We just did a mass email. We offer a free cup of coffee for anybody that comes in. We want to introduce them to the cafe.
Nice.
There's a coupon you print out or bring your smartphone in or something. What'd you do to that kid, James?
I don't know. You want to say something? You can say something.
Come on, kiddo. Tell us your girlfriend's name again.
Nice.
What did you bring with you today?
I did not. Do not call Family Protective Services. I had nothing to do with it. James had the belt in his hand.
Oh.
Okay? I just turned my head and I heard... like that.
Nice.
And I don't know what happened, but the kid's pulling himself together now. Yeah. Owen's a pretty good-looking kid, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got a full head of hair. I might have to bring the shears out and get a little.
Right. Well, that, I think it's that
think?
Train has left the station.
Yeah,
I think.
No, yeah. No, we're trying to get him to talk. He's just a little microphone shy, like Sandy and I.
That's
but
true.
We're trying to get him in. That's all right. He's doing fine now. He's pulling himself together. He was going to come on the air and tell us his girlfriend's name, but now he seems to have gotten shy. He might even be laughing a little bit there under that crying. We'll see. He's listen. 6 years old. We need this kid. We
absolutely.
Need the youth. We need
absolutely.
The youth. By the way, this is the first year in 20 years I haven't gone to the NRA conventions. It's in Houston, Texas. I could not go.
Wait a minute. That didn't sound right. You haven't gone to the NRA convention because it's in Houston, Texas. That's
no,
not really
No, I'm
what
sorry.
Meant, right?
Because it's the 13th day of my new business.
I see.
And we're busy, and I wanted to be here and keep everybody in line and keep an eye on Governor Christie. And we just
That's
had someone come in
do.
Here. We had someone. We had Ethel.
I
won't say her last name, but we had a listener, Ethel, come in and say Governor Christie is square.
He's square. Yeah,
she said he's in shape.
He was
he's
talking
square.
About his shape. Yes,
she said he's square. So you know, State Senator Kevin O'Toole says Christie's on our side, and we're gonna see how much on our side he really
yeah,
is.
I'm holding out on that one.
You think?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're in for a. Big one now, May 11th or 12th or 13th. There's the Senate vote is going to come out for you know the final voting, and then it's all going to go to Governor Krispy Kreme's desk, and everybody's going to be calling on you, the NRA, ANJRPC, and of course NJ2AS. I say the hammer and the anvil, where the anvil is the ANJRPC and the hammer is the NJ2AS.
You have to get everybody out. I mean, we have to spread the word. We have to let all. Please, listeners. Go out and tell other shooters. Go out and tell other gun owners, number one, what's going on. And number two, if they have no idea and they have their head buried up there behind, at least listen to the show and we'll educate them as to what's going
because
on.
Because we're going to have to start in a few days pressuring the full Senate.
Yes.
And then a
right.
few days later, we're going to have to start pressuring the governor.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
I'm going to send pictures to him of a warehouse full of Twinkies and tell him this
can
all
this
be yours. This
can all be yours.
Just play the game, governor.
He has
play
his eyes on the White House.
Play the game.
Because he knows that there are full-time cooks.
Correct. He has his eyes. Another New York Giant football player just walked by the way.
I wouldn't
you didn't
even
see
know.
The shadowing through
I saw
the studio window?
I thought
window?
It was a solar eclipse.
Okay. We got
have,
a bunch,
we
have a bunch of New
sports,
York Giants
maybe.
And Devils and what's the orange ball that
You're
bounces?
You're asking me.
Basketball.
Okay. We have a couple of them here, too. You can tell them. We have basketball players, football players, and hockey players that joined here. They're all members. They joined at platinum level. They're coming in. And the only problem is if they have a fight here, I have to put them all down with a 41 Magnum.
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah, they're all big boys. One of them is a monster tackle for the Giants, and he shoots a 50 cal Desert Eagle, and it looks
not
like a Derringer in his hand.
I know the guy you're talking about. I have no idea who he is or
no,
what he
either.
Does. But
you got, you know, I should have been a sports player. I can't play sports, but I should have because you want to see the cars that are parked in the parking lot out there.
Yeah, no, it's really. It's, it
I
looks
mean,
like
the Bentleys and the Rolls Royces. We had a guy come the other day, a sports player, with the new SLS Mercedes-Benz, the Gullwing.
Very nice.
Silver and red, which is the recreation of the 57 Gullwing Sportster. And I said, how much was that car? He said, $253,000.
Nice.
Well, he left the three on there. I think he sort of rounded it down.
No, he just he told me it exact, $253,000. So these guys are here shooting. All the Gun for Hire alumni that have supported Gun for Hire for the past 21 years are all here shooting, having a great time.
We need these guys to come out and be spokespersons.
Yeah,
for
I
the
think
cause.
They're worried, though. They don't want it to
That's
they have
the problem.
To lay low.
Yeah. This is the problem. They can't. It really can't. You know, they really can't be known that this
Correct.
Is going on. A lot of people in
Correct.
Media can't be known.
Right. Oh, and what was your girlfriend's name again?
Maybe
he's
a different
name. Wasn't Kathy. No, we don't know.
What's your best friend's name?
What baseball team do you play on?
He won't talk to us.
Right.
I don't blame him, though.
I wouldn't blame
Does he really
want to
be traumatized and know when I was 6 years old I was on this freaking show with these bunch of losers?
So let me ask you, Ant, what do you got going with all the training here at this
all
new training
classes,
facility?
All classes are here now except for Sora. Sora's still at our Belleville facility.
Okay.
Joe Senti's working on all the urban classes. He's working on a ton of clinics that we have coming through. As far as NRA classes, starting this week, we have NRA instructor inside the home, outside the home, Every NRA instructor course is being offered in the month of May here, as well as range safety officer on 524. We're offering that class. Complete courses. Next week, we're going to start our training segments again. Our big training segment is going to be, we're going to discuss what to do if there's a martial law thing and you're hunkered down, what you should have, what you should be carrying, how to be prepared. Yep. Any of our listeners have any questions, comments, or concerns about
send
that, send them in to talkback at gunforhireradio.com by Thursday or Friday of this week, and I will assemble them together and we'll answer your concerns. If I need a day or two because I want to get Scott Bach and Knappen to go through some legal. Coming up in our lineup, we'll have Scott Bach in a few weeks. Evan Knappen is coming back. Frank Friamingo from New Jersey Second Amendment Society is going to be on the show. I'm going to have Kevin O'Toole, State Senator, District 40, on the show. He committed today that he would be on the show when he joined as a member. All right. Anybody else that you have an idea that wants to come on the show, who's a mover and a shaker or can get the troops riled up, pro-life people, I'm not, you know, I'm objective with that. I want to hear what people have to say because this is going to be it for us.
Absolutely.
Okay, this is an off-year election. Owen, thank you for coming on the show. You did very, very well today, I must say.
Great job, Owen.
My compliments to the chef. James Kaleda from New Jersey Second Amendment Society.
Thanks for having me.
I'm proud that he was thrown out of the Senate hearings, okay? I'm proud that he started a spontaneous reading of
Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Absolutely.
Okay? And to my host, Sandy.
Nice. Well, looks like they've done it again, Anthony. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the Licensed Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Anthony Calandro, the Bacon King of the World.
Bacon Explosion!
Bacon Explosion. James Kaleda, New Jersey Second Amendment Society, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. Please be safe. Get everybody else involved. We'll see you next week. We love you guys. From sea to the shine.